Monday night, or Liud Zion Tammuz, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We're still in the good news, bad news, Simon. I got good news and bad news. The good news is Shechianu, our Tova Meitiv. The bad news is Dayan Amos. Okay. We're talking about the Shechianu. Now we're up to the new fruit Shechianu. Or new things. Kelim Chadoshim. Sif Yud Gimel, we're actually up to. Nogim Lomar L'Mishalovash Beget Chadosh Tavale Utachadesh. I'm not sure. I think we don't say this. You should wear it out. In Yiddish. I think they say it in Yiddish. Probably the Art Scroll. What? Tavala means wear it out. Like, use it a lot. It's like a way of saying use it a lot till it wears out. It's the Chadesh, and you should get another new one. Okay, I don't know if we say it. I think in Europe they said it. I think probably Yotzko has the Yiddish expression of it.
In addition to Shechianu?
Yeah, it's just, I don't know, what's his point? I don't know. I think break a leg. Valmenalayim Osher Begodim Shinasu Meoros. It is called the Pita Halacha. Afilum Behemos V'chayos Tmeos Afilum Oros Ein Tfurim Rektachos HaBeged Ein Omen Tvala L'chadesh Ki Mechadesh Beged Kozeh Tzvichim Metchila L'homez Bal Chai Uksiv Rachma V'kol Masav. We don't take pride, you're allowed to for sure, but we don't take pride in the fact that we have to kill a living thing in order to get our mink stole. So we're not happy about it. We don't say Shechianu on it, and we don't give this bracha, which really ends up being a hope that you kill, you know, more animals.
So if you get like a leather overcoat or something like that, you wouldn't say
Shechianu.
I don't know either.
No. That's why we don't say what? No. That's why we don't say. That's why some say we don't say on shoes. Others say we don't say on shoes because it's not chashuv enough. Oh, our shoes are made out of leather anymore? I don't know. Yeah, they still make shoes out of leather.
New strata?
I don't know, Taka. I wonder if they make Shechianu on that. Are strata still made out of mink? Or whatever it's made out of? Beaver. A beaver hat. Pre-shum is chadish mishana l'shana. It means if it's seasonal, and it's, you know, nowadays in New York, I always sign up with Korean grocers. Nothing seasonal anymore. They can get everything all year round. But in Eretz Yisrael, things are still seasonal, I believe. Oranges, apples.
Oh, yeah,
definitely.
Back in New York days, he says. I must have. I don't know. But in New York days, he says, do not do it on shoes because it's not.
That's a bit
so
more basic reason.
About this other thing.
Yeah, but that's also true about Shechianu, though. And we're going to get a shrimal. But that's a more basic reason. It's just not chashuv enough to say Shechianu. Are all shoes made out of leather?
No.
They could be made out of cloth.
We're on your
cracks.
Paper.
You wouldn't say Shechianu extra. Unless there's a minute yes to, but I know that there's also Shechianu also if it involves killing a creature. Maybe they do. I don't know. Maybe they do anyway. Maybe maybe if no one connects it to an animal, although what? Anyway, don't make Shechianu. First of all, if it's used for a mitzvah, it might be different. But anyway, you don't make Shechianu on tefillin. Maybe you do, it's a suffake. In a law that talks about making a Shechianu on tefillin, it seems that you do not make a bracha on the newness of getting a pair of tefillin. And the discussion really is, do you make a bracha of Shechianu on doing the mitzvah of tefillin for the first time? But in that discussion, it doesn't say that you would be making Shechianu because, I got a pair of tefillin, like you would a new suit. Either because it just doesn't stir that kind of simcha in you, even though if you talk to any bar mitzvah boy, it certainly does. Like he's all excited. But I don't know if excitement is the same as the simcha of, it might be of the mitzvah, not of the tefillin per se. Tefillin, black boxes.
So what happened?
Anyway, it doesn't say it, from the way the halacha treats it. Maybe that's an eighth of the later achronim give, but in the halacha, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, in Mishnah Berurah, it doesn't talk about making the bracha on the tefillin itself. It only talks about it from the perspective of the mitzvah, and that's a shaila. And the matzkanas, I think, know. The same with benching licht. There, it's more likely you can make shachiyanu on candlesticks if you got, you know, silver candlesticks.
So what happens if you buy something and it's mixed? If you buy, I don't know, a leather couch or something, you're gonna make a bracha on it, but it's made out of other things as well. Is it just that that's included in the unit altogether, and you're not?
Hatova made that is ironically, and this is true about the 3 weeks bracha. That ironically, Atova Ameitiv is more kal than Shechiyanu, because it's because of the words of the bracha. Now, the Atova Ameitiv, you thank Hashem for His goodness that He bestowed on you. Shechiyanu, you're expressing like a more, like, wow, like Shechiyanu, Bikimonu, 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 Azmanazeh, and therefore, let's say the 3 weeks, you wouldn't want to say Shechiyanu, Bikimonu, Bikimonu, Azmanazeh. This Zman is a Zman of Peronis. But Atova Ameitiv is like Paris. Doesn't really talk about Zman Hazeh, you know.
But I guess
so I'm saying, if Atova Ameitiv, in the case of a couch, you might be making Atova Ameitiv.
But a car, like you have leather seats in the car.
What?
Leather seats in the car.
Yeah, but that's bottled to the car. The Iker is the car, not the. Then you have to worry about, I'm sure there's someone that says somewhere that if it's made with underpaid workers in China, you shouldn't make Shechiyanu on it. If it's slave labor that produced it, you shouldn't. I'm sure someone says that. If no one else, then the conservative rabbi movement with the Hechsher, or what's it called, Tzedek, or whatever it's called.
Certainly also doesn't say here, don't buy it because it came from an animal.
Don't buy it? No. It's certainly mutter. That's a basic character, yeah. You mean it's not like Peter? Yeah, okay. Okay. Fruit that is not bought from a Korean grocer. Just kidding. You know, you see it on the market when it's in season. So the first time you eat it, you make a Shechiyanu. V'yivarech b'tchila Shechiyanu v'chakach b'chus ha'pri. A good way to remember that is by remembering that me'ikar hadin, you're supposed to make Shechiyanu just by seeing it. And now meaning is to wait till you eat it. So if you remember that then you'll remember that it's more logical to make the Shechiyanu first, because that sort of comes first. Because that you're supposed to be making just when you saw it.
That's not what we
do. What?
It's not the...
Yes, it should be.
So,
yes.
So does that mean before you eat it, you should make Shechiyanu before you make the bracha on?
Yes,
head?
That's what he's saying.
Oh,
that's
okay.
The halacha we just learned. And I gave you a mnemonic device how to remember. Because really, Shechiyanu taka comes first. If you made a mistake, then yochel uvarach kamachikach shechiyanu, and it's not a hefsek between the bracha and the eating. V'imloid birech ba'achila rishayna shuvena mubarech, because the edge is off of the simcha, the newness is off. No matter what, grada by a kli, you don't say this. By a kli, like you bought a new car or a computer or whatever, you didn't make a bracha, you could still make the bracha, the post can say, if the excitement is still there. By a fruit, I would say, because there's no real excitement, and whoever says the Yerayos is lying. But we make it because of the Bria, there's a new fruit. So once it's not the new anymore, so you don't make Shechiyanu. In Yesh Lefonav Kamaminam Chadoshim, Dai Bebicha Shechiyanu Achas Lekulam. Okay, Shnei Minim. Oh, this is already a little more complicated. Aval pishem domim katzaz, they might be similar. Kamoy duvdivonim asukin, fresh cherries, sweet cherries, but duvdivonim chamutzim, I'm not sure what that is. I guess it's processed. I mean, I assume it's processed. No, maybe not. Maybe it's not. Maybe
red apples and green apples.
Yeah. But duvdivon means cherries. Vafilu ein mechalukim b'shemos, ela b'tam, but like really different. Kamo tainam levonas utainam shchoros. In birch shechiyanu al menechod, Shemizdami lo'achakach min ha'sheni mevorach kam olav shechiyanu ki shtei smochol sein. Because you go with taste. If there's a, not within the same species, but like, I mean, there's a lot of different categorizations about different species. Okay, a kilayim, for example, you would want to know the species regarding kilayim. You would want to know the species lagabe taking trumas from maestras from one min on another min. So Chazal categorized things a certain way to know what's the same min. Lagabe shechiyanu is your most, your least, I should say, rigid. You know, it's not, I'm talking about, you know, just the shechiyanu. So once, like you say, green apples, red apples, and like it has a tart, a Macintosh. Now, what about a Macintosh and a Delicia? Maybe. If the taste is markedly different. I would say if there are people that say, I don't like this kind, I like that kind. Like it has a specific, unique taste. And Takas, he says that you would make again a Shechiyanu. Okay.